Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Today we look at the first reading from St. James. That's not a common reading. It's chapter 5 of the letter of St. James, chapter 5, verses 1 to 6. Come now, you rich, weep and wail over your impending miseries. Your wealth has rotted away. Your clothes have become moth-eaten. Your gold and silver have corroded, and that corrosion will be a testimony against you. It will devour your flesh like a fire. You have stored up treasure for the last days. Behold, the wages you withheld from the workers who harvest your fields are crying aloud, and the cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord of hosts. You have lived on earth in luxury and pleasure. You have fattened your hearts for the day of slaughter. You have condemned. You have murdered the righteous one. He offers you no resistance. Brothers and sisters, how many of us can find ourselves in that position? We're not short of money. We're just about ready to retire. Question is, have you given yourself to God? It's never too late on this side. Open your heart to Him, please. You've stored up treasure, the wages you withheld from others. Oh, brothers and sisters, there are among us many very wealthy people. Do you think that you're serving by the poor by just giving them something little? No, brothers and sisters. Think about looking at a family or two or three if you're very wealthy. If you have just enough money to get by, then I understand that absolutely. You use it for that reason, and may other people give you something. But brothers and sisters, the wealthy, it's a great snare sometimes. I want my money to do this. I want my money to do that. We have money at our fingertips. You worked hard, perhaps, but now it's mine. And it isn't. It isn't. When you stand before God, having money is going to make one bit of difference for you. What's going to be important is, where is your heart? Where is your mind? Do you love God? Do you seek to serve Him? Psalm 49 tells us, blessed are the poor in spirit. The kingdom of heaven is theirs. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Oh, brothers and sisters, have we done that? The psalm tells us, Psalm 49 tells us in one verse, it says, fear not when a man grows rich, when the wealth of his house becomes great, for when he dies, he shall take none of it. His wealth shall not follow him down. You might be wealthy in this world, but that's not what God looks to. Do you love Him? Or you're very poor, and money is very essential, and God understands that. Ask God, God, please help me. Please help me. Please give me somebody who will help me. And if you think of a person, contact them. Just say, I am in need of this or that. Brothers and sisters, if people love you, they'll be right at your door. But brothers and sisters, don't be too proud. When we're really in need, turn to God first, and then see what the Lord wants you to do. Ask Him. Always verify it with somebody else. Don't just take that every thought in your mind must be from God, because that's not true. The devil's always working in our lives. But brothers and sisters, there are many people who would serve, and sometimes we need to be served. And then there are times when we serve. Please, brothers and sisters, open your heart to God and to His goodness. He really, really wants to help us and to show us the way to go. This is the way of those whose trust is folly, the end of those contented with their lot. Like sheep, they are herded into the nether world. Death is their shepherd, and the upright rule over them. Quickly, their form is consumed. The nether world is their palace. But God will redeem me from the power of the nether world by receiving me. Fear not when a man goes rich, when the wealth of his house becomes great, for when he dies, he shall take none of it. His wealth shall not follow him down. Though in his lifetime he counted himself blessed, they will praise you for doing well for yourself. He shall join the circle of his forebears, and who shall nevermore see light? Blessed are the poor in spirit. You know, in my family, and I've often talked to you about my dad, but in my family, there were very difficult times. They would never let on to us children. It's only by looking back that I can see what was happening. And my dad would all, and my mother would go shopping every Friday night. I think I've said that to you. Together to see what they could do. But then there were days when it seemed to be really hard, and my mother would walk all the way into the next little town. It wasn't all that far, but several miles. And she'd walk and give piano lessons to children or to older people who wanted to learn. She was a marvelous organist, the best I've ever heard. But they didn't have the money to follow that through. I'm sure she could have played somewhere magnificently, but she walked in the cold, in the rain. She walked to another town and got something she could afford. Something the Amish people who lived in that area and who had a market, she would go to them and see what she could buy. We always had the food we needed. They sacrificed for us. Dad worked from 7:30 in the morning until 10 at night. Think of that. 7:30 in the morning, quick stop for lunch, quick stop for dinner, but really 7:30 until 10 every night. And we never lacked anything because I had parents that were generous, who didn't complain, who didn't fight, who just took care of us so well. Brothers and sisters, that's what we need to be. People who will help others. People who reach out to others in need. Please, look around you. Ask. I saw somebody in our parish a few weeks ago who just brought a whole tray of food and gave it to the person at the end of Mass. And I don't know what the circumstances were, but I know that there was a need there. And they got it right there at church. Please, brothers and sisters, look around you. Look around at the people in your neighborhood or your town, if it's small. Look around and say, Lord, show me someone who needs something because I can afford to do that. If you can't, then pray for them. That's one of the biggest things you can do is to pray for people. Please do. Please do. And now we look at the Gospel of Mark, Chapter 9, verses 41 to 50. Jesus said to his disciples, anyone who gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ, amen, I say to you, will surely not lose his reward. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a great millstone were put around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life maimed than with two hands to go into Gehenna, into the unquenchable fire. If your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life crippled than with two feet to be thrown into Gehenna. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. Better for you to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into Gehenna, where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. Everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if salt becomes insipid, with what will you restore its favor? Keep salt in yourselves, and you will have peace with one another. Brothers and sisters, Jesus was telling his disciples what we needed. It doesn't say we didn't need to do what was necessary for ourselves. That's not the meaning. But look around to your neighbors. Look around to them. Because there are so many in need. And I know that there were elderly people in the area in which we lived. And even my mother, when there's very little to have, she would be able to make something for someone else. Think about that, brothers and sisters. You know, most of the time when we're short and we don't have much, we say, well, hope God takes care of them. I can't. But sometimes we can do something little. And even something little can lift a person from despair or depression. Please think about that. See where you can help another person. See what you can do. Maybe someone is very elderly and needs help. Brothers and sisters, we don't know, but we can look around in our neighborhood and help. Please, brothers and sisters. I keep saying please, but I mean it. Please, let's not just look at ourselves and how we are. Look to the needs of others. Even if you can't do much, even if what you can do is very little, but in the name of Jesus, do it, and you will be blessed. God knows that. God sees everything we do. Remember that. God sees everything we do. And I'm not proud of everything I've done either. So please, brothers and sisters, trust him. Lean on him. Ask him to help you. And he will. Because he wants you to know the joy of giving as well as receiving. He needs you to see how it affects you so that you can affect others. Brothers and sisters, I think if we were better neighbors with one another these days, we would be very, very good. May God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.